team continues to roll along, having a great fall season. I know the little bit different type of format the other day over in Lexington, wasn't it?
It was a week of team duels, is what it was. You know, we went over to Kearney, had GICC and Kearney Catholic, and a couple team duels there. And, you know, both teams were solid teams. GICC is a top five team from last year's season, and we beat both of those teams, and then made the trek over to Lexington on Thursday, and once again a team dual format, which was a lot of fun. It's great to have your kids play at one location. You can coach everybody, see everybody play. The kids can, you know, rally around each other. It makes it to be a really fun experience, and came away with four wins there. And you know, the championship round, we played against a solid Crete team. Their singles guys are definitely the strong point of their team. We knew going in that was going to be the case with Aiden McDowell. He's the real deal. He's a really, really good basketball player, and he likes to play tennis. So it's kind of a weird deal because the kid plays, you know, he plays tennis about the first part of August, and then he's done at the end of his tennis season, and he's that good, and he only plays, you know, 2 months out of the year. It's just a freak kind of a deal. But he's a stud. He can play. You know, Nathaniel battled him hard, but he's got every shot in the book, and, you know, Nathaniel threw everything at him, and you could just see when we got down 3-6, Nathaniel started pushing a little too hard and just kind of took himself out of his game. And that's just the way, you know, those top-tier players, that's what they do. They take you out of your game. And Aiden's a solid player, so it was a tough matchup. You know, I wish we could have our two singles match back with Johnny. You know, he was up pretty big in that match. I think he was up 3-0, and then the kid went on a big run and ended up beating Johnny 8-5. But, you know, it's definitely a kid. I know Johnny's much better player than that guy is. And he just got on a run, and Johnny just kind of stubbed his toe on some shots and kind of got away from the game plan. And things went south quick. And so just open up the duel, we're down 2-0 already, and they just got to win one more match. And so we had Aaron Frank on the course, and he came away with an 8-0 win, and he looked really solid. Now he's having a great season as a sophomore, playing number three singles for us, and he's 13-1, so we're happy with how he's playing. And then our doubles teams, who are, you know, they're good, don't get me wrong, I love our doubles teams, but you just don't know what you're going to get sometimes with these guys. And, boy, they came out and just played lights out. You know, they won 8-0, 8-3, and solidified the dual win for us. It was a big win for us. That's Crete's first loss. And so big PowerPoint win there for us. And, just happy with the way the kids battled. And, you know, he took along a couple extra guys to play. And Micah Hansen got in some matches. And we kind of moved our lineup around, which is kind of fun about the team duels. You can change your lineup every round. And so we changed things around a little bit. And, you know, Coach Larson says, hey, you brought Michael on, let's get him on the courts. And so Micah played a singles match for Aaron, who went and played doubles with his brother in a round. And then Micah went and played a two doubles match and let Reed's kind of got a sore shoulder, so we gave him a little bit of a blow, and he played with Caleb. And Mike and Caleb did a nice job, and we got a win against North Platte. So, yeah, it was a good day for the kids. Really pleased with how well they played, and what, you know, we're progressing in the way we need to be progressing, but we still definitely have to get some time on the course and take care of us.
I'm sure Crete was saying the same thing. They needed a kind of a match like this as well and see what you're all about.
Yeah, you know, they're fortunate enough. They play on the East. Yeah. You know, they've seen Elkhorn North. They've seen the Elkhorn High. Like, we've seen Elkhorn High. They play a lot of the East schools, and so it's kind of funny. You know, it's in, what, a two-hour drive going from Crete to Lexington, and they think that's coming out west. Well, that's not even west. I mean, I told them, I said, I appreciate you, Coach, coming out here and playing, but, I mean, you're not even out in the west yet, buddy. You're in central Nebraska. But, no, it was good to see him. And, you know, Coach is a great coach. Mark does a great job with his program. And, you know, Crete's only had tennis for, like, I think maybe this is their fourth season. So it's a new thing for them. And he's got some athletes he's got building. He said he's got some freshmen that came out this year that are helping his program a lot. So they're definitely progressing as well. Just don't have the numbers. And when you start, you know, a fresh program like that, it's tough to get your kids right away.
Never know, come state tournament, where you're going to see a few of those matchups with some of those great kids.
Yeah, you know, definitely so. I really, really, really hope that we get to play him in two singles. I'll have Johnny ready to go for sure on that round. Right now, the way it sits, Eli Shada from Elkhorn North, I don't think has lost to anybody in B. So he beat Aiden McDowell. I can't believe it beat Aiden McDowell. He beat him like 8-1. So he'll be number one. Right now, Aiden's probably number two. You know, you're looking at Nathaniel's probably maybe a three or a four seed. We don't really want to see Aiden McDowell. I would rather play him, you know, in the later rounds, hopefully not in the semifinals. But Aiden's just that good of a player. But it is what it is. Guys, we got a lot of matches left. We just crossed the halfway point this last week. Most of the kids have played, you know, 22 to 23 matches, and we've got about 18 left. So, yeah, we just crossed the threshold halfway down the home stretch here, and a lot of big matches, though, coming up.
The records of your kids, I'm sure, it's starting to build up some good resumes right now.
Yeah, you know, we are. We're getting some good wins. The thing that's going to hurt us a little bit is we have some pretty bad losses, and that's what hurts us a little bit. But Nathaniel's probably our best record. He's at 22-3. He just has three losses to Aiden McDowell and then two to Asher Salisbury. And Asher's, you know, going to be a very high-seeded player in Class A. He was a state. He was in the championship match last year against the young man from Lincoln East. Johnny's 19-5. You know, that loss against Creep kind of will hurt him a little bit. But, you know, he's going to be just fine. He's having a great season. You know, Aaron, you know, for the state team dual tournament, we'll take him along there. He's 13-1, so he's going to have a really high seed at that position. Lincoln and Caden are 19-6. Have a couple of tough losses. Our loss to Kearney Catholic, you know, start out the meet on Thursday in Lexington. We'll be kind of come back and hurt them a little bit, especially when they had a nice lead on them, and then kind of things sputtered quickly, and that was kind of a tough loss. And then Caleb and Reed are 18-5. So, yeah, all these kids, they all have great records, and they've beat some good teams, and they've lost to a couple of tough teams that they shouldn't have lost to. But overall, you know, I'm not unhappy with how they're playing. Like I said, we're progressing in the right direction. We just definitely have some things we need to address.
You've got a monster week coming up for you, don't you?
Yeah, it's a big week. Yeah, we got to go to court, North Platte on Tuesday. We play Holdridge at 12 and then North Platte at 4. Last opportunity before our home meet with North Platte that all of our JV will get to travel. So we'll take all of our kids to play in those two duels, and that'll be a fun time, you know, having all the kids around and getting the JVs on the course. I feel horrible as a coach not letting them get on the course. We just don't have teams that have the numbers to play us. It's just so hard, and we need to pick up some JV matches here or there or something, and it's just tough because our season is just jam-packed the way it is. But, yeah, and then we'll have, you know, home on Wednesday, home on Thursday, get some good practice time in, and really prep for the big road trip going out east. We'll play the number one team in the state in Lincoln East at 4 o'clock, and then a very strong Millard, what is this? Yeah, I think it's Millard North, I believe. I'm not for sure which Millard team it is, but Lincoln East is the premier team of the state of Nebraska in tennis. You know, they're number one in power points. They're 6-0 in Class A. Millard North is they're 4-1. They're number 7 in Class A. So, two tough duels. You know, our goal is to go and compete. You know, we've done this. This is the third year we've done this with Coach Stock. He's very gracious enough to play us. You know, I mean, that's like, you know, I don't even know how you compare it. I mean, it's like a David and Goliath. I mean, you know, we're a good Class B team, but I mean, when you're playing the best team in the state, that's a lot to ask for. So I just want our kids to go out and compete. You know, last year we did a really nice job of competing against these guys. I don't think we won a match. But then we turned around and went to Elkhorn North on Saturday, like we're going to do this year. And, man, we could just see the level of play. Just playing that kind of level on Friday night just set the tone for Saturday. And I'm really hoping that that's what will happen this year. And then we rode that momentum all the way through to the state tournament. I mean, our kids played lights out after that last weekend. And so going and playing some great teams, hopefully build that momentum and have some good days, have some good matches on Friday, Saturday, and then finish out this season and play some big matches. Though we got in our, it's not our conference tournament, but we'll see Scotts Bluff again. Scotts Bluff's a team that's really played well. They got third in Lexington, and they beat Kearney Catholic very handily. They beat a lot of those teams. I think they pushed Crete. I think they only lost to Crete 2-3. They beat Lexington, so they've had a really good season. They got a lot of young kids, and so Coach Emmerich's doing a great job with the Bearcats, and so, yeah, it'd be fun to see those guys again because they definitely would give us some good challenges. So, yeah, I love our schedule the way it's set up. We have some great teams coming up. They're going to push us, and the kids are just going to have to continue to battle, and just, you know, we're on the road. I'm tired of being on the road. My gosh, we don't come back home until October the 5th, and, man, we've been on the road for, this will be like 6 straight weeks, and kids are missing school, and we have some kids get the grades going, but they're doing what they can, and we're doing the best we can with what we have.
Road Warriors, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a grind, but yep, it's going well. We're pleased with how we're doing.
Oh, without a doubt. Oh my gosh, it's been a good fall, and but some big, big matches coming up here.
Yeah, you know, the kids got to keep it, and you know, and within the realm, respective of what we're looking at. You know, it's not the state tournament. It's just matches to play, but they are big matches. But we're going to go out and treat it as a regular season match, and If you win, that's awesome. If you lose, you know, what'd you learn from that loss? And we'll get ready to go and use that for the season-ending culmination at State and Lincoln.
You bet. And that will be here before you know it.
Yeah, it's going to come awfully quick. It's a different format, too, in Lincoln. You know, the courts in at Coe in Omaha are kind of deteriorating. So Class A is going to play on our traditional Thursday, Friday. So they'll play Thursday, Friday, and then we'll go Monday, Tuesday the following week. So it's kind of a different format, but it'll be okay. You know, it gives us a little more time to prepare ourselves, and then and we'll take that and use it to the best we can.